Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1268 of our trek and time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on with this trek that we call life, sometimes we have questions about life. So our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions that you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we'll strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, I desire to be thankful for everything in life, but sometimes this is really difficult. Can you help me frame my mindset so that Thanksgiving becomes a habitual part of the fabric of my life? So today let's look at true Thanksgiving. With nearly every aspect of our lives, as God's image bearer, we were created with a free will and the ability to choose. We can choose God or reject Him. In the same way, regardless of our daily situation, circumstances, and events, we can choose a heart of thanksgiving or a heart of discontentment. Especially in our Western world, we take so many good things about life for granted, and it is easy to become dissatisfied and ungrateful. We need to maintain an attitude of thanksgiving every day of the year. To allow Thanksgiving to become a daily habit in your life, I think the following poem written by Ella Wheeler Wilcox will help you with your Thanksgiving journey. And this poem is entitled, Thanksgiving. We walk on starry fields of white and do not see the daisies. For blessings common in our sight, we rarely offer praises. We sigh for some supreme delight to crown our lives with splendor and quite ignore the daily store of pleasures sweet and tender. Our cares are bold and push their ways upon our thoughts and feelings. They hang about us all the day, our time from pleasure stealing. So unobtrusive many a joy, we pass by and forget it. But worry strives to own our lives and conquers if we let it. There's not a day in all the year but holds some hidden pleasure, and looking back, joys oft appear to brim the past wide's measure. But blessings are like friends, I hold, who love and labor near us. We ought to raise our notes of praise while living hearts can hear us. Full many a blessing wears the guise of worry or of trouble. Far-seeing is the soul, and wise, who knows the mask is double. But he who has the faith and strength to thank his God for sorrow has found a joy without alloy to gladden every morrow. We ought to make the moment's notes of happy, glad thanksgiving, the hours and days of silent phrase of music we are living. And so the theme should swell and grow as weeks and months pass over us, and rise sublime at this good time, a grand Thanksgiving chorus. Also, we must go to God's Word as the final word on Thanksgiving, so today let us ponder Psalms 100, which is a psalm of thanksgiving. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with singing and joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is good. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So I encourage your friends and family to join us, and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek. Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,267 Daily Treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.